Grihastha ashram.
What is the role of attachment or detachment? Is it that we show affection for them but we don't ourselves become attached? Yeah, definitely. The Bhagavad Gita is often best understood by looking at the broader whole of it, which is a part. Say it is a part of the Mahabharata. And specifically in the 13th chapter, Krishna says that Putra Dara Graha Adishu. Don't be attached to your children, the people in knowledge. 13:8-12, he talks about the characteristics of knowledge. And then he says that don't be attached to sons or children or wives. Putra uses first and Dara, wife, he uses later. Now, after that, in the Kurukshetra war, when Abhimanyu dies, there's a whole chapter where Arjuna breaks down and he cries, and it's a very heart-wrenching description of his distress. And after that, when Krishna speaks, Krishna doesn't speak one word. What, hey, have you forgotten the Bhagavad Gita? Why are you so attached to your son? No, be detached. Krishna consoles him over there and reminds him of his duty. Yeah, Arjuna goes through various emotions and eventually he says that, eventually he tells him, Arjuna gets angry with his brothers. So all of you, you couldn't protect my son? Are all your weapons like bangles? So at that time Krishna speaks to him that, oh Arjuna, wise people in times of distress act to decrease the distress, not increase it. Since your brothers are as distressed by what has happened as you are, don't speak words that will increase their distress. And he in this way calls to his higher self. He doesn't at all talk anything about attachment over there. So now you could say that this is simply strategic, or we could also say that this is also the way in which the philosophy is operationalized. So basically, we all, so I prefer that there is attachment, detachment, and I prefer focus on commitment. So in our various roles that we are doing, we need commitment. If we go too much in the zone of either attachment or detachment, we may not be able to do that role properly. So say I consider my role as a speaker or a teacher. If I'm attached, then if I give a talk and nobody appreciates the talk after that, then I'll feel, what is the point of giving the talk? But if I'm detached, then I might just speak in a way that I don't care for the audience. You know, then I don't try to make it relevant. But I need to be committed. Yes. Committed means that this is my service and I'll do it as well as I can. And a part of doing it as well as I can is to make it relevant to. And one sign of relevance is that people reciprocate after the class, they appreciate. But getting that appreciation is not the sole purpose of giving the class. So it's best to focus on commitment. Like you said, duty, you could say that another word is commitment. Now within commitment, each of us has our own natures. Some people are just more emotional. Some people are more rational. So often those who are rational, they don't show emotions that much. On the other hand, those who are emotional, for them to not show emotions is very difficult. So, external perspective, it might appear that a rational person is more detached and an emotional person is more attached. But it may not be like that. So now, again, gender stereotypes always have limitations. But women tend to be more emotional than rational, men tend to be more rational than emotional. Now, is it that women are more attached than men? You can't make a generalized statement like that. At one level, women have been given the responsibility of bearing children, and before a child starts speaking, it's the mother has to bond with the child primarily at an emotional level, and that is what is required by nature. So an excessively rational approach, especially toward an infant, will become an obstacle in taking care of children. In a sense, till maybe the child develops speaking ability, the child is right, always right. The child wakes up at midnight and starts crying and says, I'm hungry.
can't say this is not this. Go to sleep now, eat later. You can tell a 10-year-old child, you should have eaten properly earlier and you can eat the next morning. You can't do that. So in a sense, and now, so what would be attachment for a mother and what would be attachment for a father? If you just judge it based on actions, it could be misleading. A mother might seem much more attached. Oh, you are doing all this, you are taking care of, hugging the child, taking care of the child. The father might say, I am detached. But the important thing is not whether you are attached or detached. The important thing is how much you are committed. Now, this commitment, the best way to see it is, again, in relationship with the whole. That is, this soul, yes, is a part of God. It's a part of the whole and has been entrusted in my care. So therefore, my life is meant to serve the whole. And because this part of the whole is also in specifically my care, so I'll take care. So when we have that attitude, with that we see our relationships also as a service to Krishna, then we do the best that we can. But at the same time, we don't get too obsessed with it. So the way I differentiate between attachment and commitment. Commitment is emotional investment. Whereas attachment is emotional bondage. When we invest money somewhere, yes, it's invested. But when I want, I can disinvest it. But if I have taken a bond, then my money is there, I just can't get it out. So we need to be able to, sometimes the people whom we love very much, sometimes they may just do something which is wrong. And then if we are too emotionally bound to them, then we become hyper. Sometimes they are doing something wrong and they are not agitated, but we are agitated by it. And then our whole life gets disrupted by that. So no, okay, I have certain control over this person. I'm trying the best that I can to get them on the right track. But if they don't come, it's, you know, they are souls who are ultimately parts of Krishna. And it's between them and Krishna. So we need enough emotional investment to care for the other person so that our whole life comes crumbling down. So it again comes down to identity. That my identity, if my primary identity is that I identify myself primarily as a parent, then if my child starts going on the wrong track, I feel my whole life is a failure. If I primarily identify myself as a engineer, as a professor, as an engineer, if I'm a software engineer, I lose my job. I feel, then what is my identity? If my whole world comes crumbling down, if I identify myself as a professor and say students don't appreciate my subject, or my students fail, they do terribly, then again, I might just become devastated by that. So, if I identify myself primarily as a soul, who is a part of the divine, who is meant to serve Krishna, and all these are roles. Being a parent is a role, being a software engineer is a role, being a professor is a role. Now, while I'm doing these roles, I have to do them well. But I don't have to get so consumed by those roles that my world gets reduced to one particular role alone. The example which I conclude this is Gange Vaughamudanmati. And Kuntis Maharani says in the Bhagavatam that just as the Ganga flows toward the ocean, let my consciousness always flow towards you. So now when the river is flowing toward the ocean, there might be multiple channels through which the river is flowing. Now all the channels are important and the river flows forcefully through all the channels. But if a particular channel gets blocked, then the river keeps trying to flow from there, but it doesn't reduce all its flow to that channel only and I have to get through this. Okay, this is not going. Let the other channels keep moving. So attachment would be that we reduce our whole life to one particular role and one particular goal within that role. So all the water has to flow through here only. But detachment would mean that, oh, there's a blockage over here, just forget it. See, that is also not proper, because commitment means I'll keep trying over here. So detachment is not a rationalization for irresponsibility. Especially in today's world, it's a very big possibility, because we are living a commitment averse culture. And many times So often I say that aversion to commitment is not detachment.
Yes, I agree.
So how it is, let's see, detachment is where I have something higher to do, so this doesn't matter that much for me. Detachment, if you want to specifically talk about detachment, okay, these worldly things are there, but I have found something higher. That is detachment. Whereas aversion to commitment is what? Oh, all these things are enjoyable, but if I choose one, then the other doors will close for me. I want to keep all the doors open for me. So that is aversion to commitment. And that is not at all spiritually conducive. So if you focus on commitment, then it's possible to be both responsible at the same, to be basically becoming emotionally invested without becoming emotionally locked. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, this was. Yeah.